Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout, our team have made their way into the living quarters of the vault. Working their way around the rooms, our resident ghoul, Billy Bob, wandered into a room, unlocked a hatch in a computer, but then had to go and help out his friends as Gertrude had opened the door to a room absolutely chock full and infested with rad roaches. At least 20 from what she could see, but there could be more in there. You never know. The team are now in the lobby of the living quarters after their initial exploration and are ready to continue.
A damn skippy cap!
What?
You fine? Damn skip. Damn Skippy.
You still want to go into that room that we have the door here?
I mean, as far as I know, you guys are saying go in there. I don't... You guys want me to go in there or not open it? I don't really like the mentality.
Bob, you're the one that actually managed to get it closed so that the roaches stopped attacking Gertrude.
Well, didn't they close it and weren't they trying to convince me to reopen it?
Yeah, yes, they were. Is it?
Yeah, it was Cartman that closed it, yeah. I think.
Because he came in afterwards and that's why he was saying, oh, what's behind the door?
Well, you two are in the wrong places on this map then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how are you doing? Switch places.
What? Because I remember, the last thing they wanted me to do is they were trying to get me to... To open it.
Yeah, they're like trying to talk me into it.
All right, so we're caught up. They're trying to convince you to open the door to the rad roach infested.
And also, there was the thing under there that you didn't open.
Yeah.
There was the door as well. Because we were. I wasn't the only one that was confused. I thought I was in the bunker, not that there was a door to a bunker. So that was
a hatch underneath a rug. But yes.
Jerky man, you take boom ball off of bold lady that we may or may not have forgotten about for the past several weeks.
What? Could you repeat that, big girl? I'm kind of confused at what you're talking about.
Boom ball, open door, pull pin, put boom ball in door, close door.
Ah, I believe Gertrude's referring to the grenade. Although, yeah. We did have a Molotov as well, I think.
Oh, yes, we made that.
Oh.
Have your pick?
You know, you brought it up, big girl. I'll leave it up to you.
Leave what up
boom?
To me?
Big boom or a fire bottle?
But yes, we presented you with two options.
Uh-oh.
You presented one. The other present... Winnegan presented the other.
Uh-oh, Gertrude, need to think now. That's not good.
Starts seeing steam pouring out of the ears.
Now, Cap, which is theoretically better, the grenade or the Molotov?
Well, the grenade
He's not going to tell you that.
Well, he is.
Well, yeah, because it's damage-wise, isn't it?
If I remember, I think the Molotov does burning over time.
Yeah, I was about to say that the grenade does force damage. The Molotov will set things on fire, or can set things on fire, depending on the
rules.
The
grenade uses the force.
Yes.
May the grenade be with you.
We're going to do anything, we should use the Molotov.
Darth Maul? No, Darth Molotov.
So, can we then theoretically get someone to open the door? Really to throw the Molotov in and then shut the door and burn the fuckers out.
Yeah. I've got the robot reflexes. I can open the door, you throw it, and I'll close it.
How about we let Firewater live up to his name, though?
Oh, yes.
Seems like the kind of guy to enjoy
you
something.
Don't You don't want to know how I got my name.
Well,
It's a time we really don't want to talk about. Alright, I'm just going to say. Either way, I'll do it, though.
Okay.
Could be good. Oh, God. And again, something tell me, maybe not open the door.
For our viewers, Cap is... Previously, we could see there was rad roaches in the room. Cap's put a giant black box over it so we can't see what's in there now.
Well, you close the door, you can't see in there anymore.
Oh, dear. They've Voltron together to build a giant body out of rad roaches.
What's that thing that they call, like, when it's a bunch of rats together? Like a rat king? It's a rad roach king?
Oh, no.
What? Oh, no!
Really? You
find... It's Mighty Morphin Rad Roach time!
Do you know what? There was actually that knockoff called Beetleborgs. Do you remember that?
I remember that, yeah. But we should probably get on with throwing a Molotov into the room before our viewers reach for the screen and kill us.
So on three, shall we? And my robot tentacles reach out and grab the door.
I don't like that you call them tentacles, my guy.
That's what they are. Don't get squeamish now.
Right, Billy Bob, are you ready to go throw it in?
And then close the door.
And then close the door.
I'm down for it. So who's
Okay, Billy Bob, you count. Count us in.
All right. Count, so just to confirm, what is it that you're going to do right now?
Open the door. Put multiple in.
More specifically, like who's opening the door? And...
So I'm opening the door. Closing it. But Billy Bob is going to throw it.
Can I theoretically close the door in this, like, because if he's opening it, Billy's throwing it, can I then run and close it if you open out? So just kind of ram it shut.
I feel like we're having another one of those things earlier when we got me opening a door vastly overcomplicated.
Too much in the weeds. How about this? Let me just throw out this first. And as I said, I'm going to open the door.
You ready, Billy Bob? You got that Molotov lit?
Hold on. I hadn't smoked in a long time. How do you use this lighter?
Reach over with my flamethrower. Here you go.
You know what's funny is that I know this. Your arms are kind of, you know, changeable, but I can say that in Fallout universe that a Mr. Handy usually has a blowtorch.
Well, he has a flamethrower, so...
Yeah. Well, actually, put my nerd glasses on, in the Fallout 4 or whatever it is, DLC with the robot one, you can put a flamethrower on them.
You just agreed with him.
Anyway, I don't really know what you were trying to do.
Get this Molotov thrown?
Roach kebab.
I don't know. Can you freaking light it? Because we just had the whole reason for this discussion.
And flicks the lighter and lights it.
There we go.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Well, you better open this door quickly if this is already lit.
Do I roll anything, or can I just open it quickly?
Yeah, you're going to need to do a roll for this. It's going to be a regular sort of strength roll. Give me it against unarmed, I think, would probably be the best one for this.
1d20.
It's a 2d20 roll.
Oh, two.
Yeah, you should just be able to click on the skill, remember? Strength against, and either unarmed or athletics. You know, it's probably better athletics for this roll.
Okay.
Yeah, so go strength against athletics, roll 2d20. Let's see if you manage to open this door.
Okay, so that didn't come up on the screen. I try it all the time.
Carpenter, do you click on the additional dice thing?
Yes, on the character sheet, the 420 dice in the corner, the box. It comes up with a quick roll.
Molotov
is burning away,
oh, crap.
The robot tries to open the door, and its servos just kind of clink, 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 and nothing happens.
Oh, I guess Gertrude need to do it then. Athletic strength, yeah?
Yep, athletic strength, go for it. Switch places with the robot.
Gertrude will shove him out the way, and...
Belly Bob's getting nervous with
that. One success.
He got one success, okay, we'll give you one success. So, the door swings open, and instantly, three of the rad roach just... fall out of the doorway.
Burn it.
As I'm right there in front, can I use my flamethrower straight away?
I think we'd rather get the Molotov thrown in there before we do anything else. I don't want, like, going off in the middle of us all.
No, Winnie.
Given this is Winnie, a very well-laid plan, and we know what you're all doing, I will give Velio the opportunity to throw it before we roll initiative for this.
Alright, I like the sound of that voice in my head. I really want to say it out loud. And Texarkana! And I just throw it. Chunk it in. Now, do you want me to roll throw?
Uh-oh. Yes, I'm going to want you to roll throw for this. There's a throwing skill, so there's, you should just be able to click on that.
Scorpion looking figure in the back there.
Now, I don't know. I feel like this is a science skill, though. I mean, you say that, Cap, but I feel like I'm really thinking.
Billy, are you terrible at throwing? Is this what's happening?
I'm going to go ahead and
You think I'm good with...
You may be
That's a crit success.
There you go.
Nice.
Oh, well done, mate. Well done. So, Billy had a target of 4 to meet for that roll, so he only could have succeeded if he rolled a 1, 2, 3, or a 4. And yeah, he did. He managed to roll a 1 critical success on that one. Lucky bastard.
You damn skippy. Oh, sorry!
Oh, sorry!
Well, you'll be sorry, alright?
Alright, now let me just get a wee quick reminder of the sort of radius of this blast that's going to happen here. Alright,
like,
so we've got
10 or 15 foot.
Molotov cocktails.
I think we end up working out it'd be at least most of it, apart from either the front two rows or the back two rows, depending on where it's thrown.
Yeah, blast, energy, thrown. So what you're getting there is you're getting 4 damage dice. And that'll be for everybody in the area. Blast, thrown, medium range, so let's have a wee look.
Are you want me to roll it?
I'm just going to measure this out for you, get a wee circle measure.
Ah, what a gentleman.
Alright, so what did they say, 10 feet? 15? Medium range. Look at
there. 15? All apart from the two in the foot. Actually, all apart from this one.
Yeah, okay, so we need to find out where you hit in the room then in that case. So, I'm going to get you to roll a 1d4 for me.
Uh-oh.
Alright. A 2.
A 2. Excellent. So, you hit right about here. It doesn't go far. Yeah.
Take this, roaches!
No, this is good. This is good. You're blocking the doorway, so they have to go through the flames.
So it just goes into the doorway, sort of throwing it to the, I guess, to your left, I suppose.
This is granny tossing. There, take it.
It only goes a quarter of the way into the room. So if we measure out sort of 10 feet from there, we're going to be hitting approximately 12, 14.
Okay. Like the 14. Way it sounds.
So you're managing to hit 14 different rag roach with this. Brilliant roll. Yep, that's right. Thanks very much for the circle. That's great. So, to roll me though that 4 damage dice.
Okay, and you need me to roll 4 damage dice?
Yep, that'd be great.
You said? Okay, sorry. Hold on. Now, how would I hold? Oh, I had to do it right.
Yeah, it's the wee face symbol you use for the damage dice.
Yeah, at the top, yep. I'm not used to doing it without hitting roll for damage at the bottom. So 3 damage!
Nicely done. 3 damage plus the effect. So you're actually going to apply burning to every single one of these rad roaches.
Hell yeah.
Burn, baby, burn.
So this is going to be a weird fire, sort of interestingly smelling fire going on in this...
roasted bugs.
Yep, in this little room. Unfortunately... Rad roaches have 6 health.
Well, we're going to be slamming the door closed as well, so they can just stay in there.
So you don't actually kill any of them. So, we're going to do a wee bit of an initiative roll now.
Oh.
What the hell did y'all get me into? Well, I kind of want to know.
By
I mean,
barbecue.
Like, I do kind of like a little bit of barbecued rad roach, but you know, one or two, not this freaking many.
Well, with Gertrude's appetite, we have to do a little bit more.
Don't blame Gertrude on this.
Ah, fair enough.
Never blame
Let's Gertrude. Fuck him up.
Use boom ball.
You had a point there. Let's fuck him up.
I just on my character sheet. I totally forgot to add the flamethrower, which I added last time. It replaced my laser pointer, if I remember, or buzzsaw.
Did that real?
Did we not add that into your combat abilities now?
No,
that's no problem. We can do that now. Yeah, so everybody's rolling initiative. We need a initiative roll from you, Tuken, Billy Bob.
Yes, I can do that. There we go.
Fabulous. And with Billy Bob's exceptional perception skills, across from the fire, you also notice there's a really big scorpion in the back of the room as well. Quite a massive scorpion. But yeah, so the room is now filled with 14 on fire rad roaches, about 5 that aren't on fire, and a big massive rad scorpion at the back, which also, unfortunately, currently isn't on fire. Wenigan, you get the first turn of this combat round. There are 3 rad roaches in front of you. They've just spilled out of the doorway.
So I could throw the grenade, which I apparently didn't mark down on my character sheet.
Yeah, you do have a grenade.
I don't remember where I put it.
Which everybody forgot about last time. Molotov.
I think I forgot to put it in my character sheet, which might be why. Tragedy. I could throw it, but I feel like it might be a waste. I might want to save it for something.
Do it.
Else.
Well, I think you should throw it while the door's open.
Go big or go home. Go big or go home. Go big or go home.
I'd rather go big later. Or as a last resort.
Go, just to remind you, if it's part of your plan, an action would be to close the door.
Yeah,
so
that's
you wouldn't be able
thinking.
To both close the door and throw the grenade.
Do we really want to use a grenade on rad roaches?
Yeah, this man.
Yes.
Because it would kill.
We just wasted a goddamn Molotov. So. What do you think? What else?
Fuck it. I'm alright at throwing, sure. Let's. Throwing's agility, right?
Yeah, is that there is sure. a skill? There's a skill on your character sheet that
I know,
is throwing.
It's against agility, yeah. Sure, I'll throw a grenade. Why not?
Alright, good stuff. So, you're not moving at all, are you?
I don't want to move further away because then I'll have a harder time throwing it. So I'll stay right where I am. I'll tank the hits.
Brilliant, excellent. Alright, so just give me a throw roll. 2d20,
sure,
see what happens there.
That's one success.
Alright, yeah, and like I say, you're not moving, nothing. The only thing that's in front of you is a couple of rad roaches, so it's not
a hard throw.
You're just putting it into the room.
Yeah, just lobbing it as far. I think I want to try and get like decently in the midst of things, maybe a little far back to see if I can get some damage on the scorpion as well.
Alright, excellent. Yeah, let's see if you can do that. I will do a quick wee measure.
Just a supply closet full of insects. Someone's ant farm that got a bit irradiated. Oh, that's really big, Cap. That's 35 feet. Wanna tell me why?
Just looking for the line, don't worry, I'm not actually looking at the circle here.
Okay,
so
good.
It turns out it's full of mini nukes.
Yeah, you just put a circle on the map that covers half the fucking wall.
Give me a strength roll as well. I want to see
strength
if I can
as well.
Decide what kind of distance we're going here.
Strength against.
Yeah, strength against agility as well.
Agility, okay.
Athletics, yeah, sorry. Just mixing up the word for agility and athletics.
I'm not great at that. Oh, one success.
One success, yeah, you know what? I'm going to let you throw that the full distance into the back there, into the back of the room.
Yes.
That way you can get that rad scorpion if you want. So from here, we're going to affect all of these creatures. I have put a wee circle on the map for all of you. It's going to affect everything within 3 squares of it. So,
nice.
We're going to be attacking pretty much everyone. There's only 2 rad roach in that room that you're going to miss. Given that a lot of them are already in fire, this is going to be quite a good little damage roll. So, give me 6 damage dice, please.
Ooh, good.
Wow.
Oh, shit, dude!
5 damage?
5 damage. Plus an effect, which is... Oh, it's just a blast.
Which is?
No, there is no other damage effects. That's fine. So it is just the 5 damage you're doing. Brilliant. So, if you have a look at all the rad roaches that are in that circle, all of the ones that are on fire are now going to be all... They're all just dusting. You're getting a lot of rad roach red mist in this room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 of them. Die instantly. Well done. So I'll take them off the map, just so that, for ease. A couple of the rad roaches are surviving at the back there. So there's this one with only 1 health left. This one, and the rad roach, and then the scorpion itself. Scorpion doesn't seem fazed at all.
Uh-oh.
Time to do some sketchy shit. Do-da. Hope I get away with it. Do-da-do-da-day.
It is the rad roach's turn. Sorry, not the rad roach's turn. It's the rad scorpion's turn.
Well, he's got a long distance to go. He's all the way back there.
Yes, but I'm going to let him do it. Because he's a skittery wee bastard. He's going to very, very quickly, shocked that he's just been hit with a grenade and that all these rad roach pals are on fire, he's going to fire himself up to the doorway and attack the first person he sees. Sorry, Gertrude.
Fuck you.
You open the door. We have here a claw attack and a sting attack. I think he's going to go for you with the claws first of all. Try and grab hold of you. That just rolled a damage roll. Hold on, why didn't it roll up?
Quick roll.
Like, cruel, that's not what I meant to do. Oh, hold on a second. Let me...
Who jaded that?
That's because it was 6 combat dice, it wasn't any of my actual weapons.
So yeah, the rad scorpion skitters its way up to Gertrude in the doorway and tries to grab hold of her with its claws. Let me see if I can get this working this time. So, claw attack. There we go. It succeeds. It's got a target of 12 to beat. It rolls a 19 and a 4. That's 1 success. You're right in front of it. It does its claw attack and it grabs you for 3 physical damage with a vicious effect. The vicious effect gives it a... And I always need to remind myself what actually happens with these effects. So, hell, does vicious mean again?
Uh-oh. Better not doing too good on health.
Gertrude cannot die. Gertrude must reign immortal.
Yes, Gertrude is the immortal one.
Gertrude rises immortal.
Gertrude is the second coming.
Plus 1 damage forever. For each effect rolled. Unfortunately, that was 3 effect dice it rolled. So it's actually going to do 6 damage to you.
Gertrude
only have 2 health left.
Gertrude only has 2 health left? How did you let it get this far when you had a doctor with you at the start of the game?
Bollocks.
Gertrude is stoic, hard to read.
Gertrude's like now... actively bleeding and she's like, yes, open the door! Throw and let the rat roaches out! That sounds like great idea!
Gertrude not a thinker, Gertrude a doer.
The rat scorpion has successfully grabbed Gertrude, one by the leg and one by the torso. It has her down on the ground and is holding on to her and will not let go.
Good. Next like person.
Next person in the turn order is... Cartman, Nurse Handy.
Cool. So, I would like to use my flamethrower, but I don't have the button for it yet.
That's fine, we can sort that out for you right now.
No, it's
do
good.
Some flamethrower damage.
Don't look Gertrude.
Nah, it's fine. I've got 3 rad roaches right in front of me. I've got this new flamethrower, untested TM.
Yeah, I mean, could probably help Gertrude with her death throws, but yeah, I'd use the flamethrower instead. Not a problem.
Yeah, that's it. I'm gonna use the flamethrower to help Gertrude in her death throws. That's it.
It cauterizes the wounds.
Gertrude does not consent to this.
No, the tentacles, not consenticles, so I think you're screwed either way.
I'm just going to close down my handy sheet quickly, let that be edited up. of a right, flamethrower so the, away.
The flamethrower does 3 damage dice worth of damage and has the potential ability of setting them on fire.
Cool.
So,
sorry, my character sheet's taking a second to load in.
First of all, we want to roll the weapon. The flamer is a big gun. No, it wouldn't be a big gun. It's on you as your one of your robot components. You're going to roll a big guns. Roll for me here. I'm just going to do a quick check and make sure it's not different for you as a robot while you're doing your trying to get back in there.
Just give me a sec. I'm just gonna figure it out.
If you're having trouble with that, you can just tell me what to do. I can do it for you.
Yeah, I wanted to use my flamethrower against the 3 red roaches.
Right, okay, so let's see if this works. Okay, well, the roll worked, unfortunately. You failed entirely in the roll. Target's 5, you rolled a 12 and an 18. 0 successes.
Wanna spend luck?
I can try.
You have 5 out of 7 luck points left.
Sorry, I'm just jumping the game now. Just come back.
You want to spend a luck point, see if you can roll and get a 5 or under?
No, 5? Yeah, go on, I roll. I'll do 2 luck points.
Oh, 2.
High roller.
Yeah, might as well just roll that again, actually. Let's go. Roll. And you failed again. So, you tried to fire up this new appendage that you have, and you... I don't know what happens. It splutters, it just sort of flops around. Just one flaccid limb that just won't work for you. You try a couple of times to get this flamethrower going, to get these rad roaches done, but nothing happens. And it moves on to the next person.
Well, shit.
Okay, I think this is when we get the rad roaches to make their turn. So, 3 rad roaches have already burst out of the room. And they are currently going for Winnegan and Billy Bob. 2 of them on Winnegan, 1 on Billy Bob. They are biting away with their little rad roach bites.
I sense I've made some enemies. Perhaps.
3 little bites. And 3 little large roaches. Alright, so the one that bit Billy Bob and just sort of floated up to him with his wee wings, tried to bite him, and missed entirely. The second one did the same to Winnegan, got his wee wings out, flew up to her, tried to get its teeth into her, and Winnegan definitely steps out of the way of it. Unfortunately, she steps into the way of the third one, which successfully clamps his little teeth into her, and it hits her in the left arm. It clamps her its little teeth into her left arm, and does 2 points of physical damage. I believe you've got some physical resistance actually there, don't you?
Only energy.
Yeah, so you take 2 points of damage.
Uh-oh.
Suddenly, out from behind the scorpion float out 2 on fire rad roaches. They both take damage dice for their fire damage. So one of them takes 1 damage from his burning. And the other one takes no damage at all. Yeah, 2 damage dice rolled and no damage. So they're both just still on fire and wandering about. Again,
I've got some bad news, guys. I think the roaches have become immune to fire. This is rather alarming.
They take up positions with the rest of the rad roaches, and one attacks Billy Bob, one attacks Winnegan, as before. Luckily, they don't get a fire damage bonus for being on fire.
Can you imagine?
Ooh, crit fire.
Yeah, but apparently the fire seems to be really distracting them. The one that went to attack Winnegan fails completely. It doesn't even get close. It just sort of flops next to her leg. And the one that attacked Billy Bob just floats right past them, misses entirely, and kind of almost knocks his hat a little bit, but just a breeze of wind past it. You know, a very hot breeze of wind past it. Sort of gives you a close shave. But yeah, those radroaches that managed to do absolutely nothing. There are four radroaches still in the room. They all make their way up to the scorpion. However, they don't have the movement speed to get themselves out of the room and attack you. So they are just taking position behind the rad scorpion, which is in the doorway, holding on to Gertrude. I currently dead Gertrude.
Not dead.
No, not I mean, you're in your death throes part of the game.
Just did a scratch.
Do you not still have 2 health left?
I do.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said you only had 2 health.
No, I have 2 health left.
Was that after you took the 6? Okay.
Yes.
Brilliant. Yeah, I mean, still, how did you manage to get it this way when you had a doctor with you? But, yep. At least you've got that 2 health. Speaking of which, it's actually your turn. You, Billy Bob, and the dog all have the same initiative, so take it away however you want to.
I'll let you go first, too.
Sounds good to me. I am going to panic, and I'm going to run away. So I'm going to take my character, I'm going to run back over here, and then I'm going to spin around and start shooting this one with my 10mm pistol.
Okay, but that one that you just pointed to there, you ran right past it, giving it the chance to... opportunity to bite you. Luckily, again, must be distracted because it's on fire. It just sort of flops around at your feet and tries to scratch at you as you run past. It does nothing. So you want to turn around and fire wildly into the crowd.
Jesus.
No, I said specifically that one.
You bring that gun in a backpack? What are you talking about?
Go for it. What gun are you using?
My 10mm pistol.
Brilliant. Make the roll.
That is a crit fail. Well, a crit fail. I've got a failure. 2 failures.
That's just a regular fail, don't worry. Make it sound
I misspoke!
but yes, you turn around trying to look cool, fire off your pistol, and hit nothing.
Was that... that was too showboaty, wasn't it? Yeah, that's my bad. Sorry, guys. Sorry. I'm better than death.
It's the dog and Gertrude. What have they got?
Am I pinned or am I not pinned?
No, you're not pinned, but it's definitely still got a hold of you.
So could I pain train it off of me?
I'm going to say no to this because you're right on each other.
Fair enough. In which case, I'm going to get the trusty dusty frying pan out. Bad red roach, no touchy.
Good smack.
Fuck.
Oh man.
I'm going to spend 2 luck on that.
Okay, yeah, we'll let you spend the luck. So that was a target of 15. He rolled a 19 and a 16. So failed a point blank fire frying pan shot.
Did I throw a Molotov in there that was like laced with acid or something? Because like, are we high as a kite right now? Is that what's going on?
It's all like, the fumes.
I mean, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, we've all just had horrible rolls. Even the rad roaches. Are we just sitting there like foaming at the mouth?
Fire's making people panic.
8 physical damage with a frying pan, motherfucker.
That is a really good shot. So yeah,
that was to the dragon in the corner. Look, it did nothing.
Your luck roll, you got your 2 successes, no problem. And your damage roll, you're doing 8 physical damage. And do you have any? Does your frying pan have anything?
I don't think it does, unless you want to give it something special.
I kind of do want to give it something special just because of that, but no. We can't do that. I can't be too nice to you. So yeah, we'll just keep it at the 8 physical damage. You hit this radroach right in the snoot, and it actually lets go of you because of the force of this attack.
Would I be able to scoot backwards a bit?
Yeah, you know what? You still got a movement.
Without taking damage?
Without taking damage, I wouldn't make them attack you as you scoot back.
Do I just go balls to the wall and pain train it now? What do people think?
I mean, if you run in there, it'd be still on fire and everything, wouldn't it?
If you run up like this way, I could heal you next turn.
It would suffer damage equal to my unarmed, which, if I remember correctly, was... We do this every time, Cap, but what was it? 4 damage? 4? 3?
Okay, you're shooting up.
4 damage will... Like, any damage will kill the rat, which is marked with red.
Oh, I think
it'll kill the scorpion at all.
Yeah, your unarmed is 3 damage.
3 damage. Ah, fuck it. I will run... Actually, I kind of want to say, because you can use AP to boost your turn up, I kind of want to just see if I can hit it again next turn and just spend the AP if we're alright with that. Or is that too ballsy? What do people think?
How much AP would you be spending? Just one?
One gets you an extra dice.
How much AP is it to boost yourself up to the first turn with the roll?
Alright, so you want to just change your... Your turn order in the next turn.
Yeah, how much is it for that?
Yeah, no problem. Let me just get the price sheet up here.
Just don't forget, we have a Nuka Cola or two, so we can just get the AP back. In fact, if anything, I only need one success for the frying pan.
Oh, it's not AP, it's luck.
Oh, never mind then. Okay, I guess I have to run backwards because I am on 2 health, so yeah, I will run. Yeah, back to there if that's right.
Yeah, it's lucky timing, so you can spend luck to get yourself fired up the list.
I have
the queue.
3. Yeah, no, fuck it, I'm out.
Alright, end of that turn. So,
rat dog.
Oh yeah, the dog's still to go. And normally, that normally happens straight after Billy Bob. So
yeah.
Billy Bob, what's the dog doing?
Snufflepuff is going to bite the exact Radroach that I was attacking. That is a failure. Like an absolute fail.
The dog runs up to the on-fire Radroach and tries to bite it, but not quite sure what to do. The dog just backs off again, considering it smells weird.
Snufflepuff, what the... All right. Daddy missed 2. I get it. But don't do it next time.
So, going pretty well so far. You've got 9 Radroach left, most of which have already took damage, and you've got a scorpion in the doorway that's going to be a bit of a bother. The next person on the queue, we're back to Winnegan here. So, Winnegan, you're surrounded by roaches too, which are in fire. What are you going to do?
If I kill this one, can I then skedaddle away without taking an opportunity attack?
I would say you definitely would get an opportunity attack from one of them.
Ah. Oh boy. How much does he blood pack heal again?
I think blood packs only heal 1. Let me just check here. Consumables.
Or a stim pack?
Yep, I mean, stim packs are the ones that do the most healing, so... See, blood pack, HP. Oh, actually, it's 3. A blood pack will heal 3 HP.
A stim pack will heal how much?
That depends on your successes and your medicine skill. So, what is your medicine skill?
Medicine is 0, but the intelligence it runs by is 8. So,
8. Right, in combat. Actually, there's not much difference. You'll get 4 back.
I'll just use a blood pack then.
Alright, brilliant. So, how do you want to go about trying to kill the Radroach that's next to you?
No, because I can only either kill or use a blood pack, right? They're both actions, yeah? So if it's one or the other, I'm choosing the blood pack, because I am on 3 HP. I would like to be on more.
Taking a chem is a minor action.
Oh, so I can do both?
I mean, if you're taking it yourself, then...
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you were trying to heal somebody else, that would be a major action.
Okay.
If you're just taking it yourself, then go for it.
Cool. So I'll take the blood pack and heal 3 HP, yeah?
Excellent. Yep, so you drink blood in the middle of a battlefield. And
it's like a bloodborne. I just like sip up.
You just sort of burst it in your hand and the health energizes you.
And I think I'm going to... see if I can't laser. A laser musket would probably be overkill. I'm gonna use my 10mm pistol on this boy.
And why people are concerned about overkill in this game, but that's fine. Yep, go for it, roll the pistol. It's
more what I save by good ammo. One success.
Excellent, that's great. So yeah, that was a target of 6, and you did manage to roll a 6. So yeah, shoot that rad roach.
2 damage.
2 physical damage, so no effects on either. Yeah, so you don't quite... Oh wait, actually, yes, you
do.
It's
on fire.
Fantastic, yeah. You managed to kill it. So that's another rad roach down.
Nice.
And where do you want to run to?
I'm not running because I'll take an opportunity from boy below.
Brilliant. And you can't run because you took that blood pack. So
yeah.
There we go. Excellent. Winnegan is done with hers. So who was next? It was the nurse, wasn't it? Yes, it is. It's Carmen.
Yeah, I want to go again with the flamethrower. I'm going to try it again. If I want to get it working. I'm going to give it a good slap and I'm going to...
Alright, he's going to give his flaccid appendage a good slap, and he's going to try and get his flamethrower working again. Can he... Roll it for me. Can he...
I still don't have that.
Right, I'll do it.
Yeah.
He can! Would you look at that? You have a target of 5. You managed to roll 2 fives, 2 successes.
Yeah. Double
Fantastic.
The fun.
Yeah, so, he slapped his flaccid appendage, and it is turgid and ready to go. He fires up the little flame on the end of the flamethrower. All the fuel is lit, ready to go. Where are you blasting this flamethrower?
That's a very good question. To the nearest rad roach to me.
You put it where, so you just want to blast it right in front of you?
Not quite. There are 2 rad roaches to my, guess it'd be right, wouldn't there? Can't I fire at them?
Yes, you can. Brilliant. You know what we're going to do as well? Let me see. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's grand. So, yeah, because they are right next to each other, I'm just going to say that you're going to hit both of them if you do this. So, we're going to roll some damage, and it was 3 damage dice with the chance of getting them set on fire. Let me roll that for you again, unless you're in your character sheet again.
I've gone out of it. Yeah, sorry.
Alright. 2 damage, so you don't manage to set them on fire, however the flames do singe them and do 2 damage to both rad roaches.
Well, that kind of worked.
Yeah, so, that's... is there anything else you want to do in this turn? You've still got a minor action.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
It is now the scorpion's turn. The scorpion, as you can imagine, not very happy about getting a frying pan to the face. But it's not a smart animal. So, in its rage, just attacks the nearest person to it, which happens to be a floaty robot. Unfortunate for Nurse Handy.
Damn.
The scorpion goes in with the claws again, trying to grab its prey before sticking the stinger into it. So hopefully you'll be able to escape its claws before its next turn.
Would venom even do anything to a robot?
No.
No, but the stinger's still...
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, not really, because I've got this quite powerful armour I'm wearing on my torso. So we'll see. It depends.
You think
on
it can stop a rad scorpion?
It's quite junky. It depends on the damage. As I said, I think I get +1 to physical.
Because the rad scorpion successfully gets a hold of you, so it's holding you by a couple of your tentacles. It rolls 5 physical damage, plus vicious. It's got 3 of them. So it's 8 physical damage.
Oh wait, that's not good. that's not good.
We're going to do the hit locations of your torso for this. So what's the damage resistance you've got in the torso?
I think it's I need to double check. I want to say 4. Yes, physical DR4.
It is, yeah. So luckily you managed to mitigate 4 of that damage. So you take 4 physical damage to the torso. And this thing's got a really hard grip on you. In fact, it's actually, you can see where the metal's starting to buckle. It's making claw marks in you. despite your metal shell.
Shit.
Everybody else can hear a creaking and the sounds of a robot in pain.
They really are going to start taking off my paycheck if we go through two robots in as many months.
Help me! Help me!
We really should see if I can hear conversation, Gertrude. You certainly earn it.
Hold on. What do you mean you're getting paid? I made all my money from freaking gambling. What the hell have you been doing?
Well, permanent vault citizens get a few perks.
Hold up.
Can I remind everybody did get paid on the mission. Yes. Yeah, it was part of a whole meeting. Yeah, everybody got money.
I know, it sounds pretty fishy to me. I feel like I wasn't paid enough.
Just as long as you know that you were actually paid by the overseer.
We should unionize.
Alright, so the radroaches get their turn now. Now, there's one that's still on fire, so we're going to quickly roll a wee damage dice to see if it survives the burning. It does. Yep, it does. So it takes 1 point of damage. It's on 2 health left. And all the radroach are now outside the doorway and ready for attacking everybody. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 8. 8 radroach all outside and going on the attack. One of them floats up to Gertrude.
Uh-oh.
One of them floats to the robot. One of them's already beside the robot.
Oh, what?
And the other 5 surround Winnegan and the doggo. So now I have to roll 8 different bite attacks. So bear with me here. Oh, Gertrude, you know what, I'll make yours the first one, just to see if it's, just to see if it works.
That's either a good thing or a bad thing.
Right, radroach, bite attack. Oh. Gertrude's radroach, unfortunately, has failed at his bite attack.
Hey, it's unfortunately, fuck you.
Sort of floats up to Gertrude and tickles her a wee bit. Right, we're going to have 2 of them attacking the robot. Again, both of them fail their rolls. I don't know why the target for this radroach is 6 for its bite attack. It's the only attack it's got, but hey, that's game rules for you. So both the radroaches that are attacking the robot fail. 2 of them are attacking Winnegan. They fire in their little bites, and one of them succeeds this time. So Winnegan takes a bite. Or 0 physical damage. Are you fucking kidding me?
We stay when.
So it manages to. I think it bites the leather of one of your boots and doesn't do any damage to you.
Do I still have a radroach hanging off my arm?
Yeah, I think. No, you killed that one.
Oh, nice.
The other 3 of them all attack the doggo.
The doggo,
yeah. 2 of them hit.
Oh, no. We can't have dog death. Oh, shit. How much health does a chihuahua have? Quick question.
Oh, no. So, the chihuahua takes 3...
What you don't know.
2 physical damage for one of them.
It surprisingly has 85 health points, so I don't know.
Oh, dear.
You know what? I'm going to get the sheet up for the dog, just so that we know what's going on here.
Somebody's telling me it's like 5 health, so it should be fine.
Let me pull it up. I feel like I'm going to be sad real soon.
Oh, a dog's getting biting roaches.
It in fact has 6.
Snufflepuff currently has 7, 8, oh sorry, 6 HP. So don't worry, it's not going to die. However, calm down, she's not dying, she's just taking a couple of bites. One of them bites for 2 physical damage, so that takes it down to 4 health. The other one bites for 1 damage, which takes her down to 3 health. And unfortunately, that one bites with a radioactive passive. That takes your max HP down as well, so your max HP has been taken down to 6 for the doggo.
But isn't the doggo technically ghouly as well? So would it not be affected by radiation?
No, the doggo is just scruffy looking. It's just mangy looking. It's not actually a ghoul.
I tried, Tugan. I tried.
I got a question. So how much health on in total is that?
So you should be at 6 max HP with 3 current HP.
Okay. Alright. Got it.
So, yeah, a couple of rad roaches biting in at your doggo. It's yelping. Whimpering.
You got it, boss! Don't worry!
It's all very sad. And next, it's Billy Bob, Gertrude, and the dog's turn. So whatever order you want to take that in, go for it.
Big girl,
up to you.
I'm going to leave it to you. But I'm going to want you to avenge Snufflepuff. She's not dead, but she sure still ain't looking good. Can you mind help me out with this?
Got you try.
That's not what I want to hear. I want to hear I'm real.
I will.
You got it! Go for it!
I'm going to pain train the one in front of me, so... Literally just looked at it and I forgot what it was. Strength athletics. There it is.
The robotics. Oh.
Alright, so this is one of these occasions where you manage to both succeed and crit fail at the same time. Yeah. So I quite like to get some sort of creative damage done to you. What's going to happen is you're going to pain train the rad roach. You're going to step right on it as you go past it, squishing it into the ground and killing it. However, you're going to slide on its entrails and hit your head on the ground as you go down. I want you to...
How much damage, Cap? Because you could kill me here.
We're not going to take damage off you. You're just going to be dazed until the next turn. You don't get a major action in this turn.
Who's after this? Isn't it just Roach initiative, or is it whose initiative?
No, Billy Bob and the dog still have a turn. And you're also next in the queue, after them.
Good, okay.
Alright, well, Nick, you want me? You did your thing, so I will go ahead and do mine. You know what? I'm in a good spot. I've given up. I just watched that Snufflepuff just got failed. I'm railway rifle this thing. If I do a railway rifle with the way the rad roaches do, if I succeed on attacking this one, the one that I attacked before, can the bullet go through and hit the one behind it? If I succeed!
You know what? If you move so that they are directly in line with each other,
like this.
Yep. If you get two successes in the roll, I'll let you hit both of them. Get one success, one of them.
Okay. Oh. You got it, boss!
So roll the railway rifle for me and see if you can fire through two rad roaches.
That is two successes.
You did get two successes, oh my god. So a target of 7, he rolls a 2, which given that the small guns is one of his tagged skills, that counts as a critical, giving you two successes. So yeah, you know what, I'm going to let you do the same damage to both of them. So yeah, I mean, this is a railway rifle, so you should just kill both of them. I don't see
the... Made a kebab.
That is 6 damage with 1 piercing, so 7 damage.
Oh my god, that's 6 piercing with 1 damage. That's not just 7 damage. That's 4 effect dices. So that's 4 stacking effects of piercing. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so you obliterate 2 rad roaches at once. That was I wasn't expecting that roll, but that fucking brilliant, mate. Go for it.
Well, there you go. Hey, yeah, you see that, Winnie? You see it?
Oh, I saw it.
Ah, good.
Hey, tell me what the dog was doing.
The dog is just gonna bite. Just kidding.
With what teeth?
Just mad. You see if it manages this thing.
It's pretty pissed, I'd say, at this point. Yeah, it did just get bit a minute ago, so it is pretty.
Got any bonus pissed for being angry?
Yeah. That is a failure and failure. It is absolutely too crazy at the moment. It has no clue what's going on.
How much luck points do you have left?
Hold on. You know, I'm getting scared when the DM asks me to use luck points.
I'm just wondering, you know what, that was a target of 8 for Snufflepuff's bite. You got an 11 and an 18, so you failed both of them.
I'm going to roll one.
You want to spend one luck point to re-roll one? All you have to do is get an 8 or under.
I can do it. I'll do it.
Just 1d20, go for it. And you rolled an 8 exactly.
Oh, nice.
That's right, motherfuckers! Woo!
Aren't you glad I suggested it now? Roll the damage for me.
You dab straight. Okay. That'd be 4 physical damage.
Yeah, the Snufflepuff just grabs this radroach by the face and just does that thing, you know, where dogs do. They just shake and shake and shake. Just rips this wee tiny face off.
Jesus Christ! Oh my God! Oh, I'm disgusted and proud at the same time.
And that's another radroach off the board. Winnegan, back to you. There are 4 roaches left along with this slightly damaged rad scorpion.
Is there a chance I could walk, like, essentially over or, like, around this rad roach to get to Gertrude?
Yes.
Okay, neat. I'm going to do that and then use a blood pack on Gertrude.
Alright, so you sort of sidestep a flailing rad roach and try to heal up Gertrude. So you said you're using a stim pack?
Is blood pack guaranteed healing?
Blood pack is something that you'd have to give her and for her to take. It's not something you can apply to her. A stim pack is something that you can apply to her.
Does Gertrude move before the rad roaches do?
No.
No. Okay, then I'll apply a stim pack.
Alright, so this is going to take a medical roll.
You'll be alright, Gertrude. Let me get you patched up. I got 1 success.
Alright, 1 success. So you've just 4 hit points back to Gertrude.
Oh, that's a bit better.
Let's get you back in fighting shape.
Not on fighting shape, but a little bit better.
Right, excellent. Nice turn. So, Winnegan has gone. That means it is, I believe it's the scorpion before it's Nurse Handy. Let me just check that again from the...
Uh-oh.
Because this is going to be interesting. I've been wanting to do this since I got this rad scorpion on the board. I want to get it to use its stinger.
Bye-bye, Alexa.
Let's see. Shit, where's my turn number again? Oh, damn it. Yes, it is the scorpion first. Yes. fun times. So, the rad scorpion with its... Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, there we go. Brilliant. Yes, so the rad scorpion with its claws currently still grabbing and pressing as tight as it can into this poor robot's body. Its stinger flares up from the back and it fires it into the robot, which is going to be a successful hit. So this stinger just comes up from behind this scorpion.
I thought I'd get a turn before the second attack.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And it fires in for... Oh, actually, it's only 2 damage. 2 poison damage, which you're immune to. And you also have the damage resistance for. Damn it. That was such a anticlimax. So this stinger comes down and it just sort of bounces and slides off your metal body. No damage taken.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, it's your turn.
Yeah, so I need to deal with this this Radroach that keeps trying to kill me. Can I try to push him away, or I would like to burn him, but I'm going to assume you're going to say he's got my tentacles, so no.
No, he's actually holding you by the torso, so you can do what you want with him.
Oh, flamethrower to the face?
Flamethrower to the face is a good shout. Roll the big guns.
Ah, big guns. That I can do. One dice, two dice?
Yeah, the regular two dice, yeah.
Cool.
I don't know how you managed to roll additional dice, but you
that. Sorry.
You failed on every dice you rolled, so we're just going to take that as a fail. Yeah. Your flamethrower is back to being shit again, and yeah, nothing happens. It just sort of sputters in the face of this scorpion.
Okay, can I try to move away, push him away? Okay, can that count as a movement roll?
You know what? I'm going to allow this. Yeah, if you want to try and get away from it, you're going to have to do a successful strength against survival.
Ah, I can do that. Strength, survival. Two dice?
Yeah.
God's sake.
And you failed that roll as well, so it was a target of 5. You rolled a 7 or 11. So,
guys, it's been a good run.
Not only could
it's
you
been an honour serving with you.
Not only could you not get your flamethrower to work again, you also couldn't get away from it. It's clamped on you too tight. And it's the Radroach's turn again. Now, there's only 4 Radroach left, which is great.
I finally passed the curse on to Cartman via character deaths.
Less bite rolls for me to do. So, I was kind of expecting you to take out more than with that explosion, but that's fine. There is 4 of them. They all go in with their little bitey attacks. One of them misses entirely. One of them hits.
Yeah, wee bitey bastard.
2 of them hit. 2 of them miss. Alright. So, Winnegan and the dog both take 1 attack each. Start with the dog. The dog takes 1 physical damage. And Winnegan takes... 1 physical damage plus a radioactive damage. So that's 1 off your current HP and 1 off your max HP.
I'm sorry to be the breaker of bad news, Cap, but dogs are immortal in this world, so they cannot be killed.
Well, it's not enough. She's still alive. She is still alive, so don't worry too much.
For now.
Yeah, health is low. Health's very low, but she's still alive. And the Radroaches are done with their attack. It's back to everybody else. Billy Bob, Dog, and Gertrude, what do you do?
I would ask this big girl that Schnupplepuff get revenge. If you would allow her to go first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go for it.
Absolutely.
And to bite another Radroach in the face.
Damn straight. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That is 2 successes.
Yes, a very successful bite this time. Snufflepuff is getting into the action here. Roll the damage.
That is 2.
Alright, so you've rolled 2. With the vicious attack, yes, so that's 3 damage in total. And yeah, so that dog just rips off the face of another Radroach in the most brutal way that you can imagine.
That's my girl. Yes, yes, do it, yes.
Gertrude, you drag yourself up after your embarrassing slide.
Cartman, how bad are you right now?
Not too Carpet bad
or normal person?
Yeah, like about half health.
Alexa.
Yeah, I've got more than half, 8 out of 12.
Can I pain train around to get the Rad Scorpion?
No. I'm going to not allow that just because it's currently holding on to the robot and the robot's in between both you and the scorpion.
Fair enough. Could I move to the side of the robot and then whack it in the frying pan?
That is acceptable, yeah. So movement, so that's your minor action to the side of the robot and melee range of the scorpion, and you want to smack it.
Wacky wacky.
Yeah, a couple of successes there. Target 15. You rolled a 9 and a 14. Two successes. Rolled the damage for me.
Gertrude like this, Colander.
All right, oh. 7 damage. Brilliant. Excellent. That takes the Rad Scorpion down to 1 HP, but it's still holding tight onto this robot.
Bad puppy.
And Billy Bob, what do you do?
Can I railway rifle through the Rad Roach to the Scorpion?
yeah, I'm going to give you this the exact same as last time. I'm going to make it 1 success for the Rad Roach, 2 successes for the Rad Roach and the Scorpion.
Okay. Well, I'm asking because I know he is latched onto the robot, so...
Don't worry, you'll only risk damaging the robot if you crit fail.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's... I like those odds! Fuck that robot! that is 2 fails. That is a 0 success.
That's 0 successes, but just regular fails. So I'm just going to say that you fire over the Rad Roach, and yeah, you just fire a little bit too high to hit either of them. It just goes over and smacks off against the wall.
Now I'm just gonna say the whole reason I missed is I was definitely afraid of hitting the nurse hand. I mean I aim just a little high. There's no other reason I missed. Just say.
Winnegan, what do you do?
Well, I might as well try and help the dog out.
So I'm going to try
and heal the dog. Shoot. No, I'm not going to heal the dog. I'm just going to take out the Rad Roach nearest it.
Alright, no problem, yeah.
I don't have many stim packs left. I'm not putting one on a dog.
What gun are you using?
Laser musket.
Excellent. Laser musket, go for it. Fire. Yeah, 2 successes. Target a 10. That was a 6 and a 3. 2 successes. Roll the damage for me. Yeah, and
4
you kill
plus
it.
Piercing?
Yep. In fact, it just sort of poofs into a cloud of smoke, and the Rad Roach is gone.
Right.
Success.
The robot should be safe for now. Can I move as well?
You can, yes.
I just want to scoot around this side so I'm nearer to Carmen.
Right. Speaking of which, it's the Scorpion's turn. And it's going to do the same as it did last time.
Oh, man.
It's going to fire a stinger, try and get this robot again. Which it succeeds in, its roll.
Uh-oh.
Oh, 2 damage plus poison damage. So it, again, does absolutely not. It just sort of flaps its stinger against the robot's metal body. It doesn't seem to understand that its claws probably would be a better idea. But, unfortunately, the scorpion can't go back retroactively and choose the claw instead. So... So yeah, the scorpion fails to do any damage this turn. The nurse is next.
Yeah, I still want to blast this bloody scorpion with my flamethrower. So I'm going to go for the guns again.
Do you have a chance?
I will get there eventually.
Yeah.
Do you have a chance? Or...
Yeah, I kind of wish I used the claws there.
What, use a buzzsaw?
Entirely up to you, Cartman. You can use your saw, you can use your flamer, whatever you want. Like I said, it's not holding onto your tentacles.
Ah, okay. You know what, I will try the buzzsaw this time. Oh, well, I'll mix it up. Oh, I did it wrong.
What did you just roll? You just rolled 4 dice?
Yeah, I know.
You know what? I'm going to take that roll because it's a success. Plus, it has a critical fail in there. He's rolled a 20. So, I get to do something fun with him. First of all, roll your damage.
So, there are no additional dice. Just very quickly, we get it right this time.
No additional dice.
2 damage.
You do 2 physical damage. You stick your buzzsaw into the scorpion's face, killing it finally, and making it flop to the floor. And what we're doing with your and you know what? For your critical failure, what I'm going to do is it lets go of you with its claw, and it scratches down the side of you, down the side of your flamer arm, bursting the fuel pump of your flamer arm, rendering it entirely useless.
Oh, frick.
as it dies, it manages to do more damage to you than it ever did.
God damn it, now I've got to fix this thing again. Piece of crap. This is what I get for scavenging rare and unusual parts.
There's two rad roach left, and as they're just stupid little animals, they don't even notice that everybody else is dead, so they're just going to keep on biting in at whoever they can bite at, which apparently, at this point in time, looks to be Winnegan.
How about the foul bug?
Yep, and they are having at you, not particularly successfully. One of them sort of just floats past you, and the other one bites you for one damage plus another radioactive damage, so you've now got -2 to your max HP.
Are you kidding me? Really? Also, I think my max HP resets when I close my character sheet, so...
Just keep that as a note then, -2
yeah,
to
Yeah, I'm keeping it as a little note.
And it's Billy Bob the dog and Gertrude. Can you finally kill these last two rad roaches?
Let the dog go for it.
The dog's out.
The dog is gonna whoop ass, let me tell you. Snuffleup is going to run and bite the nearest one. Go ahead and roll the roll, but... Yep, there we go. And that is a failure and failure. Snufflepuff is... I legit think Snufflepuff is high at the moment. Like, I actually think there may be some acid involved with this, because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, because Snufflepuff had to move to get to the rad roach, it just kind of trips up on its own feet.
I like to imagine that it has, like, barely any teeth yet left, so it is biting it, it's just, like, kind of gumming on it.
Alright, Belly Bob Gertrude, what's going on?
Gertrude ding this one in next to Boat Lady with frying pan.
Okay, so Gertrude's just going for a straight up squash. She succeeds with her roll. She gets an 8 and a 9 on the dice. And okay. 2 physical damage, which is the lowest damage you've done so far, but luckily, enough to kill the rad roach.
Last one's yours, Billy Bob.
Hey.
What a successful roll here, or it's going back to the star.
Well. I'm gonna give
it. You know what? Actually, if he doesn't manage to kill this one, I'm gonna spawn 15 more.
No.
All right. You know what? Just for you guys, I'm gonna run right up to this damn thing, point blank range. I'm talking like a foot away from this rad roach. I'm gonna shoot it with the railway rifle.
You actually get your own foot instead if you fuck up.
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't expect to get special treatment. I'm going to at least try, regardless. You see.
Okay, so the one HP and rad roach.
You
want to walk up to it with your most powerful weapon, and you want to miss completely. Because you have a target of 7-year-old and 18 and a 12. So go on, tell me how that. Tell me how did that go for you, Billy Bob?
So I sit there and I point this 1 foot away from the rat roach and I go, "All right, motherfucker, die!" And I take the gun and I pull the trigger and it just goes tick. Shit, I forgot to reload. Winnie, did you help me?
Yes.
Please.
Of course, Billy.
No one saw.
Can you help?
That would have been really cool if I shot, though, right? Everyone thought that would have been cool had it actually been loaded. That'd have been, yeah.
You suck.
Boo.
Muppets are here. Damn it!
The old guy Muppets are up on a balcony.
Yeah, somewhere. I was about to say, you suck! Oh, fuck you!
Alright, let's go in with a laser musket then.
Again, point blank range with a laser musket this time. And
got success there.
Winnegan manages to hit.
Oh.
And she does absolutely no damage. How did that happen? You rolled.
That is 5 dice.
You rolled 5 damage dice and managed to get the 0 damage on every one of those dice. That is unbelievable.
That is a low-ass chance.
No idea how you managed that. This laser bolt just bounces off the back of a radroach inexplicably.
We found the true immortal radroach. We shall name him Roachy. He shall be our pet.
You know what? Nurse Handy's going to have to deal with this. Otherwise, the radroach gets a turn.
How is this happening?
Everybody's just surrounding this one radroach that has one HP left. It's like it's got no feet and it's missing an antenna, and I think one of its wings is ripped off, and none of you can hit the bastard thing.
Can we just walk away from it? Can I not move then?
That's almost cruel.
Is anyone getting her ass kicked? I do agree with Winnie. Maim it.
Just close it back in the room.
We killed all your friends. Now live with this.
It'll spawn more.
Cartman, please just roll your bus saw or something.
That's the plan.
Then.
Do it. Oh my god, I succeeded. Thank god.
Zero damage, nice again.
let's do it. Let's see if he can get at least one bit of damage on his dice roll. Yes, yes, he does. Fantastic. Yes, the nurse walks up to the radroach, well, not walk, but floats up to the radroach and finishes it off with the buzzsaw, just cuts it straight in half. Everybody's happy. The place stinks of burnt radroach. And you're all in the lobby of this living quarters, just licking your wounds. Combat successful. End the episode there. Well done. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description. So mote it be.